Well, we have one MPC decision left for this year, and thus far there's been no change. SARB Governor Lesetse Ganyago and his MPC team have unanimously decided to leave the repo rate unchanged at 3.5%. Growth has been revised up to 5.3% for this year compared to 4.2% in the July forecast. And Kevin Lengs, who's chief economist at Standard, joins us now with his take on the decision. Thanks so much, Kevin, for your time this evening. So let's get straight into it here, because there were no real surprises with regards to this latest interest rate decision. Were you taken back at all by the slightly more hawkish tone that was struck by the SARB governor this afternoon, or not so much either?
Hi, Alicia. I actually was a bit. I'll tell you why. Is because the hawkish tone reveals itself in two particular areas of the statement. The one was that in the discussion around the risks for inflation, the MPC actually, I thought, really stressed that there's upside risk to inflation, both in the short term and to the and in the medium term, and they flagged a range of factors that could feed into high inflation. Now, that doesn't mean that they've actually changed their inflation forecast, but clearly they are concerned that some pressures could emerge, and we know internationally inflation has been elevated, and more and more concerned that internationally inflation could remain fairly high. The other area where the hawkish component came through is obviously in their quarterly projection model, where they indicate what the outlook for interest rate is based on the modeling that they do. And that clearly says 5 interest rate hikes over the next 5 quarters of 25 basis points each. Now, that is, if that's what actually materializes, that's going to have a significant impact. So I was a bit surprised by just how hawkish the whole thing ended up being.
Okay, so two elements that you've highlighted there, and I want to separate them, Kevin. Let's talk inflation first, because we were looking at yesterday's CPI print, and the economist I chatted to saying that, you know, the upside risk to inflation may not be as dire as one thinks it will be. We will start to see food prices, for one, start to taper lower once more. So how are you feeling about that upside inflationary risk?
So we know in the short term inflation is going to move back up again. It will go above 5% towards the end of the year. And I suppose there is some risk around that, that it could become a little bit more entrenched at above 5%. So short term, I think there is a bit of pressure. We also know that more and more companies are reporting back in our engagements with them that they're finding more price pressures coming through as they stock up for the end of the year season. We tend to import a lot around this time and start to put stuff in the shops as we build up for Black Friday and the Christmas season. And there's clearly some price pressure that's coming through. That price pressure is coming through from things like shipping costs and supply backlogs internationally. So it's not necessarily to do with excessive demand, but there's clearly some pressure. So in the short term, I'm a little bit concerned. Having said that, though, if you look further out, I think we're going to see inflation moderate globally and locally. I don't think it's going to become entrenched at a higher level. So I, on the whole, wouldn't be as concerned as what the tone of the statement seems to suggest. I would be a little bit more relaxed about the outlook for inflation over the next 2 years.
So is as aggressive a dot plot as the governor's outlined a needed one, Kevin, because you've got to also take a look at whether the South African economy can withstand that. Yes, we've had the 2021 growth outlook raised significantly. It's now at 5.3%, but largely due to the base revisions that we've seen. And for next year, that growth outlook has been revised lower to 1.7%, and that's a particular point of concern.
That's a massive concern. 1.7% in this environment, we're going to create no jobs under those circumstances. So if we then find ourselves increasing interest rates a little bit more aggressively, it's going to put us under pressure. And I know the Reserve Bank would argue, yes, interest rates are still accommodative, etc., and that's a fair argument. But for most households, what they experience is that the cost of debt is going up. And so I think it would be very unfortunate if we find ourselves having to hike aggressively. Clearly, because the U.S. Federal Reserve is moving closer and closer to their own normalization of policy. There's no doubt that that's going to put pressure on all emerging markets, including South Africa. So I don't think that we can completely avoid some tightening in monetary policy. But my expectation is a very modest tightening, nothing like that's represented in the Reserve Bank's quarterly projection model.
Yeah, Kevin, you stole the words right out of my mouth, because my next question was going to center around how much pressure the local Reserve Bank is under, given the commentary that we heard overnight from the Fed and just what they're looking to pursue as we venture into the next 18 months or so. So let's talk Rand implications here, because that's going to be a focal point for the SARB as well, taking a look at some of that carry trade appeal, the extent to which it does or doesn't get diminished.
That's right. So our danger is that we constantly need to attract foreign investment in various forms. And obviously the main way in which we do that, unfortunately, is through effectively higher interest rates. And it's part of the reason why we do have relatively high interest rates. Now, clearly, as the Federal Reserve starts to normalize their policy, it'll put pressure, downward pressure, on all emerging market currencies, and it will tend to strengthen the dollar. And that's kind of what's been happening now. So the Reserve Bank has to try and compensate, and the only really way to compensate is to try and also put interest rates up here in order to try and attract ongoing capital flows. It's not ideal. It's far from ideal. But it's kind of the world that we find ourselves in. And I think that on balance, the economy could probably cope with one or two hikes of 25 basis points. I don't think it would be that detrimental, but not cope with an aggressive interest rate tightening. And I don't think it's warranted at this stage in terms of where we're going on inflation.
Yeah, well, let's leave it there, Kevin, for now. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Kevin Lings is Chief Economist at Standard.